Season 5, the story of an unexplained phenomena.
'76,
and my master, the Hon. Harold Bowles, MP, was at that time a Member of Parliament in Parliament.
It has come to my notice that in the region of the tram stop near the block of the historical omnibus stand of 1873, there are certain irregularities.
What about the irregularities in our bargain?
I tell you, I was home all yesterday evening.
Please,
it appears that there is a large hole or gap in the Thames embankment wall. It only appeared recently, and to date, nothing has been done about it. Send the gunboat.
This hole or gap in the embankment is very necessary. The danger this hole presents, i.e., last winter and certain foggy and dark type nights, citizens of London town fell through this gap into the Thames and wet their clothes. The crux of the matter is this. These people, as a result of their wedding, catch cold. These citizens, in turn, are suing the government for the monies laid out in medical fees. The question is, would it be cheaper to pay up claims or fill in the hole? Are you in Parliament?
Have many people fallen through this hole?
Sir Morley Bridge, this is your department.
Yes. How many people fell? Out of the Thames last year, yes. I have the separate figures for men and women. The figures for men for the months January, February, and March. 32, 56, and 41.
And the figure for women?
32, 21, and 39.
Ha! An ideal figure for the woman. No! Came about in the first place.
He was left there by the builder. What the most important thing to take it away. He said it, you see. Oh, it's about to take it away.
I demand the vote of confidence.
That night, my master, Hon. Bowles, MP, was having dinner with a friend at number 10, 11, 12, and 13 Downing Street.
I say, I hope the ladies didn't hear that one.
Yes, it was a bit loud, wasn't it? Mr. Prime Minister, you haven't introduced me to your guest.
Oh, yes, certainly. This is the Honourable Harold Bowles, MP. And Bowles, this is Lord Thin, the famous builder and sculptor.
Builder and sculptor? What do you sculpt?
Houses.
Do you use a model?
My dear old grandmother. You see, it's a family business.
I see. A sculptor, you say? By Jove, you might be the very man.
No?
Let's go out on the balcony.
Certainly. Excuse me.
I think you'll find a soul in his pocket.
Jove, so he has. Allow me to introduce him to you, Count Moriarty, the Honourable Bowles.
Pleased to meet you, Hon. Bowles. Mon plaisir, mon plaisir.
The Count is a model much in demand by artists on the continent.
Really?
Yes, he posed for the original Eiffel Tower.
Gad, how he's changed.
Pardon me, would you gentlemen like your coffee on the balcony?
Haven't you any cups?
Now then, Lord Finn, you may have read in the press the Thames Embankment
has a hole in it. And the whole world is laughing at England. It's not very pretty, is it?
Have you a solution?
Of course, fill the gap with an edifice.
An edifice? Much too big and expensive.
A statue, then. My card.
sculptor. Special summer rates to politicians, England and Spawn. What is Spawn?
A soft, porous metal mined in agony by the inhabitants of the Urals.
That is that all the time.
I could make you a Spawn statue to fill that hole.
The price?
With season ticket, £39, $3.
Where are the $3?
I intend finishing the work in America.
How do you mean to travel there?
Yes.
I see. £39. A bit expensive. Yeah. Could you quote a smaller figure?
I could. Bust 12, waist 3, hips 48.
Oh. That would never fill the gap.
It must fill somebody's. After all, it's spring, you know.
Seasons have no effect on this gap.
Hello, gentlemen. Do you mind if I join you?
Why, hello, Lord Harrods. Just talking about the gap in the embankment.
Ah, that's just what I wanted to see you about. The British ambassador in Alexandria tells me that just outside the town there is a wealth of ancient statuary going begging.
Begging? They should be stopped.
The PM believes that one of these monuments could be used to fill the gap.
What a splendid idea. That would save us spending £39, $3 on the one Lord Sid has tempted.
On the On Mem's suggestion, that night my master, On Bowles, as was his custom, walked naked in the garden playing the violin, at one and the same time dictating a certain letter to his secretary.
Dear Ambassador, I will be coming to Alexandria next month on state business. Signed, On Harold Bowles. Read that back, will you, my man?
Read?
Read it back.
Oh, yeah. What's that word?
It says, Dear Ambassador.
Oh, yeah. Dear Ambassador. Can't make out this next one.
I will be.
Oh, yeah. I will be. That's right. Go on, then.
I will be arriving in Alexandria next month.
Fine, fine.
Sign, On Harold Bowles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. You better run out and post that mug at me.
At once. Take that! You nit. Take this letter to the post at once.
Okay.
10 to 1, he won't find the postbox.
Don't tell him I do.
Get out. Now to prepare for the journey. William, where's that old wrinkled retainer? William!
Yeah, I'll come, sir. And the wrinkled retainer.
William, I'm going to Egypt.
Goodbye, mate.
Come back here. What? I'm not going now. I've only just sent the letter informing them of my arrival.
Oh, yeah, I better post it.
Get out and post it! God. Now, William, I'll leave my Gladstone bag and my Disraeli suitcase.
Roger, I'll get the phone tickets and collect your phone.
Splendid. Pack my deerstalker, then I'll be doing some deerstalking. I might do some rabbit stalking, too.
Oh, pack your rabbit stalker as well.
Mr. Bowles, sir, here are your boat and train tickets. First class sleeper standing up. Reduced summer rates for the politicians facing east. I'm going to stand all the way to Egypt. Oh, no, sir. You're allowed to sit down at Port Suez for 3 minutes. Ah, the wonders of travel, Greensled. Well, let's drink to a successful trip. Let's celebrate, chap. Put on the cylinder of wax.
On the 3rd of May, on a torrid afternoon, me master, On Bowles, arrived at the British Embassy, Alexandria.
Curse these flies.
Pardon me, sir. There is a naked man playing the fiddle outside.
Sounds like a professional. Cinephore.
This way forward, sir.
Ah, thank you. Good morning, sir.
Come in. Let me take your violin for you. Abdul, burn this on the fire.
Now then, who are you?
I'm the Honourable Harold Bowles, MP. Thank you. Shall we dance?
Love to.
As the two beautiful creatures waltzed through the embassy, my master, On Bowles, told of his hoping to find an Egyptian monument to fit the gap. and was passed to the notorious gap filler, Major Bloodnock.
The message says he's coming here sideways today about 11. Let's see, this is an hour and a half, isn't it? Oh, I have time for a little more work. Now, where's that catalogue? Oh, here. Bust 42, waist 20, hips 44. Mm. Yes. Dear sir, I am... I am a keen art student of 21. Please forward to me in the plain wrappers your continental selection of students' art studies. Signed, Augustus Johns.
Pardon me, sir.
What? What?
There's two men called Honorable Bowles outside, sir.
Honorable Bowles?
This way, sir.
How do you do, sir?
How are you? Welcome to freedom. Thank we must you. Have a drink, lad, eh?
No, I'm sorry, Major. I'm dreadfully tired. I think as we're rising early tomorrow, I'd like to get a bit.
You're right, Bowles. You're perfectly right. And I'll make up the ironing board in the spare room, will you?
Never mind, please. I'll sleep on the floor.
Will you? Good. Brian, good night, lad.
Good night.
What's that? There's someone at the foot of my bed. Light the candle. I can't. The wick's fused.
Hands up, you there in the dark. Don't move. I'm holding a loaded sock in my hand and a lace glove on my foot. Bloodnock, tag your chair with ties.
Yes. Keep still, whoever you are. Do you hear me? I'm an Englishman, sir. One false move and I'll shout bang.
Oh. Get these chains on the swine. Good.
Stuff this flag in his mouth.
Yes. There. Under the chair there.
Now then, tell us who you are.
Bluebottle.
Dad, yes, Bluebottle. He came over on the clipper with me.
Really?
Yes, he's my ADC.
He looks nothing like one. I'll have him destroyed.
Oh, no. He's very useful at spotting pterodactyls.
Fine. We haven't had one of those for years.
I have brought his message from the London.
Let me see. Letter from Mr. Gladstone, the Prime Minister. I'll put my court uniform on and read.
Dear Honourable Bowles, I have just heard that you are bringing back an Egyptian-type statue to fill our beloved gap in the Thames Wall. The ministers have been instructed to give you all the aid in their power. We should like to have the hole filled in to commemorate the silver jubilee.
The silver jubilee? Get in the station. Look, all of the camels.
Two camels, please.
So my master, the On Bowles, journeyed to the great desert of Jira, outside Karnak. Karnak, ancient city of the Third Dynasty, abounding in remains of a once great civilization. A sort of oriental tree corpse. On this scene arrived my master, the Honorable Bowles, and escort.
Honorable Bowles and escort, we are the curators of the archaeological findings in this area.
What are your findings?
Not guilty.
Splendid. How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Not guilty. I'm Lord Khan, also not guilty. I joined on Bowles yesterday.
A name for you.
No. We've been informed there is a giant obelisk around here.
Ah, yes, that's the Cleopatra's Needle, 67 feet high and 10 foot square at the base.
Jove, on Bowles, those are the exact measurements of the gap in the Thames embankment.
You might have hit it first time. Just think, oh, that scum that tried to charge us £39.03, and we can get it all for free.
Knighthoods will be in order, Bowles.
Indeed, son. Come, let's examine this obelisk.
And, oh, nice for them.
My master, On Bowles, along with Lord Thun, made camp at the side of the great obelisk, and a series of examinations of it were made by the Engineer Royal, Mr. Thong.
Well, yes, it appears to be in one piece, made of red sandstone. Weighs about, let me see now. It's about 150 tons, I should say.
Be a bit of a devil to get back to the old country, wouldn't it?
Then, well, gentlemen, I've arranged for her to be given a buoyant wooden jacket and towed home behind the SS Carthania.
It was a great sight as my master on bows observed 2,000 laborers sweating and straining as the great colossus was lifted and dusted. Finally, after 3 months, it was put in its wooden container and launched.
I say, it's sunk.
How long will it take to raise it?
Oh, only about a week, lad.
A week? This is starting to cost money. To date with wages and the salvage, it's £1,500.
Yes, 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 but you don't realize that this obelisk is free.
You couldn't get one for that price anywhere in England.
Oh. I keep forgetting.
I say, Bob. The overseer says he doesn't think we can raise the obelisk by hand. Says we'll need deep water salvage vessels.
Well, we'll contact Naval Base Alexandria and request immediate aid. We've got to hurry. Remember, the Silver Jubilee is only a month away. How long to lift this thing?
The divers say it's difficult to see to attach the cable, sir. The water's very, very muddy.
Well, can't we go where the water's clearer?
Aye, we did that, but we discovered that the obelisk wasn't there, sir.
What's terribly bad luck?
Don't you worry, sir. We'll soon have her up.
Up, anchors! Head for safe harbor!
Nonsense, Scottish captain. I have a perfect plan for sailing the obelisk with no danger to life, limb, or human love.
Honorable Bowers, I hear that the obelisk is at the bottom of the sea. I'm afraid this just won't do. Signed, Gladstone.
They're getting impatient. Now there's a fresh bill for £12,000 to the Admiralty for the two ships wrecked in the hurricane.
Well, don't worry. Skipper says the needle should be lifted by nightfall.
Nightfall? We'll have to wait till it gets dark for that.
Well, can we do it at nightfall while it's still light?
Sorry, sir, but that's the best place for him.
Don't worry about him. He's off the current persona non grata list. Now, couldn't we move the obelisk to clearer water? Then we could see it.
That's two of you off the persona non grata list. Thunderbell and all away!
On May the 8th, the master sent the following message to the PM.
At last, the cylinder containing Cleopatra's needle has been raised. It set out this morning, towed by the ship SS Harbour. We will conclude unfinished business and follow in a week's time. We have to break camp and smash crockery and hurl elephants. Lord Sun has been cured of sulfur drugs. Please send £8,000 to pay all the outstanding bills. This may sound a lot, but remember, the obelisk hasn't cost us a penny. There. Now, read that back.
What's this first word?
Yes. Oh, okay, I'll put it. Now for England, home and beauty!
Mr. Prime Minister, the On Bows has been captured by a savage Bedouin tribe. They demand a ransom of £30,000.
Well, pay it. £30,000 is very cheap for an Englishman.
Yes, sir.
Any news from the Admiralty about the obelisk?
Yes, sir. It is at this moment passing the Straits of Gibraltar.
Straits of Gibraltar? They sound like nice people.
They are, sir. Meantime, in the Bedouin camp...
Mahmati Golik,
There is a British pony out trying from London.
Send him in.
I do.
This will be the ransom. You all go behind the screen. Come in.
Greetings, Sheikh. I have brought a ransom money for the release of Honorable Bowles.
Show me the money.
No, never not. I have been warned that the mistress of the East. I will show you half of the money.
All right. Bring me my sword and I'll show you half of Mr. Bowles.
No, no. Do not chop it him into two. Here's the money for your £20,000.
All right, Bowles. You can come out.
Ah, we're free.
You're not going to the butcher.
No, no. It's London for us. And the erection of Cleopatra's Needle.
Well, there's bad news about that. It's got cut off from the towship during a storm, and it's lost, I fear.
Oh, dash.
So my master, the On Bowles, chartered a squadron of Arab dhows to scour the seven seas. Total cost of the venture to date, £39,000.
Yes, but as the Honorable Bowles had said so often...
Really? It's worth it? After all, we're getting it for nothing, aren't we?
Object in sea ahead! 3 points to starboard!
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir, I said it!
You, Bowles. I just got the spyglass on it. It is. It is. It's the obelisk. Captain Stench, heave two. No, you'd better heave three to be on the safe side.
There's starboard side and port side, but there's no sea side, sir.
Oh, don't argue. It's drifting off. Hurry!
Scran, screw the scrantony! Span, girl, the mizzen! I'm Krungle, the whack top! Crage, the lugger, and what are looking up at Nile! The Tunker Yard of Miles, the Moby Batten, the Hudson Turlock
Neal. I don't know how he does it, but he's all a soul willing, you know.
Good news, Bowles. We've got the obelisk in tow again, but we have to beach it soon as it's waterlogged.
Make for the nearest coast.
Ask Portnagel, sir, and we all know what comes from there.
Hard a blonde on the girth, Neal and Vargle the gold.
I don't know how he does it, sir. I don't.
At your own bowels, we hear that the obelisk is now resting on a Portuguese beach. This we'll never do. The silver jubilee is but stones throw away.
Send a reply. Here's a Gladstone. Fear not. The obelisk will be in the Pool of London in a stone throw's time.
And so my master, the On Bowles, brought the great obelisk safely home and supervised its erection.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. On Bowles. I believe you have a certain amount of things which ought to be lodged in the base of the old obelisk.
Yes, indeed, there are quite a few things to go in the time capsule. Lord Bentin, check them off from this list, will you?
Articles in two large earthenware jars at the base of Cleopatra's Needle. Standard foot and pound. Bronze model of the obelisk, scale half inch to the foot. Copies of the magazine Engineering, printed on vellum. Piece of the obelisk, stone. Empress of India rupee. Parchment copy of Dr. Birch's translation of the obelisk's hieroglyphics. Portrait of Queen Victoria. Bradshaw's railway guide. Mappin's sculling razor. Box of hairpins and ladies' ornaments. Tanguy's hydraulic jack as used in raising the obelisk. Wire ropes and specimens of submarine cables. Map of London. Photographs of 12 pretty English women. 2-foot rule. London directory. Whitaker's almanac. And a copy of the Times the day the obelisk was set up.
And on the Tond of Mule, 1822, the obelisk Cleopatra's Needle was unveiled by Anna Neagle and Anton Walbrook.
This must be a proud day for you, On Bowles.
Thursday. Yes?
Yes, at last the gap is filled.
Filled with an obelisk that we got for nothing.
Oh, here's the bill for erecting it.
£20,000.
That makes a grand total of £180,000, 8 shillings.
Yes. I suppose it was worth it.
Every penny of it.
Perhaps you have been listening to the authentic story of Cleopatra's Needle. Historical consultant Professor Toynbee, that is Professor Jim Toynbee of Hyde Park Railing. Right now for full details.
Is that how you were, Gloria?
Taking part in The Reason Why were Spike Milligan, Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Valentine Dial. The script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, and this recorded production was by Jakes Brown.